We are joined in studio now by Gro Ryan from Global Action Plan. Gro, how are you?
Hi, Amanda.
Gro, do you want to tell us a little bit about Global Action Plan just to start with, and then maybe tell us a little bit about the Green Living Programme?
Yeah, perfect. So Global Action Plan is an environmental charity based in Ballymun, and we work with schools. We also have adult education programmes. And we're all about kind of wastewater and energy are our three themes. We also touch on biodiversity. We basically bring environmental education into the schools because I suppose a lot of teachers out there might know that it's not throughout the curriculum as much as it should be.
Very topical as well. So
So that's basically what we do.
Great. And were you happy with what happened in Paris?
Was I happy? Yes, but not necessarily Ireland's response or commitment.
Ireland seems to want to just shimmy out of everything, really, doesn't it?
That seems so uncharacteristic.
It does.
Yeah, I'll give you a call.
Easy option.
Yeah. We'll do it next
we'll
week.
We'll call you. Yeah. And do you want to tell us about the Green Living Programme then? What's this all about?
Yeah, brilliant. So that's the adult education programme that myself and Werle run, and it is a nationwide programme. We're actually wrapping up there on 3 years as part of the CELS programme. And under that, we had about 270 participants, give or take a few. Wow. And the idea is that they take on actions under our three themes, so wastewater and energy, to try and reduce their environmental impact, also reduce their bills in the same process, and just learn a bit more about their personal impact on their surroundings.
So regard to those three themes, what can people actually do themselves at home, like wastewater, energy? What should we be doing?
In terms of energy, it's fairly common knowledge now, but I suppose insulating your home, draft excluders on the curtains, when you're cooking, if the oven's on.
Put lids?
Lids, yeah. And the two shelves in the oven.
Lids.
Boiling kettle is the biggest one. It's also the easiest action, so you can save about 100 watts each time you use it between having the minimum line or the maximum line. A lot of people just fill it up out of habit. I think will we talk a little bit about Christmas actions?
Yeah, I think that's
for the time that's in it. Cool. So on the topic of energy, a lot of people find Christmas hard in terms of, you know, getting their houses ready and buying so many presents. Like, we're such a consumerist nation. And sometimes we buy when we don't have to. But in terms of your bills, one of the easiest ways that you can cut down is think about your heating. So 60% of your bill, whether it's heating or electricity or gas or those two bills combined, is space heating. So if you can cut down on that, you'll notice a massive reduction in your bills.
How do you mean space heating?
So say if you're heating, you have a radiator in every room in your house. But if you have a vacant room or an office room, or if your kids have moved out, anything like that, you don't need the radiator on in that house. Just keep the door closed and it won't. A lot of people are like, oh, it'll suck the heat out of the other rooms. It won't. Just keep the door closed. Get the draft excluders. You'll notice a huge reduction. You can also turn down the temperature. So turning it down by just 1 degree in the winter and, you know, layering up, having blankets, hot water bottles, anything like that. It's a hell of a lot cheaper than having your heating blasting all of the time. And think about when you're going to be in the house as well. So there's a lot of smart heating grids now that you can even download an app to your phone and, you know, turn it on 15 minutes before you get in the door. So it's not on for an hour if you decide to meet someone, you know, the year that's in it. A lot of people aren't at home. They're out meeting friends and family.
I do feel very, very guilty. I'm an enormous mad environmentalist, but we moved into a house recently which has absolutely no walls, really. It's just...
Okay.
The heating is on constantly.
You sure it's a house?
Sounds like a marquee or something.
Yeah. And it's just like heating's on constantly. And you feel like, oh, yeah, it's just... And a lot of it's gone straight out the windows.
Yeah, so that's another thing as well. Like, there's triple glazed windows out there now. Now, I know they're expensive, but there's other options. You can get films for your window that are maybe 10, 12 euro that basically trap the heat. And you know, it's not the same as getting triple glazed, but it does have an impact as well.
And what about the environmental impact of producing a triple glazed window? Would that not have some kind of effect because you're essentially using more materials.
True, but glass is one of those products that can be constantly melted down and reused. So every exactly. time you recycle glass, like we don't want it to end up in landfill because it'll be there forevermore. Yeah. But you know, it's a one-time investment. Obviously, try and get it that it's sourced in Ireland or something like that. So exactly. you're not shipping it from, I don't know, wherever, Taiwan or somewhere.
And you were saying there just about all of the buying and the consumerism and stuff like that. What kind of things can we do to maybe reduce that a little bit or to get ourselves on the nice list?
Yeah, so this is my absolute favourite thing, okay? So people, a lot of the time, buy gifts just for the sake of it. You know, these token gesture gifts. Yeah. You're not actually thinking about the person that you're giving it to. So try and be a little bit more thoughtful with your gift. Instead of going out and buying, I don't know, like a soap and body scrub set, why not make your own? Yeah, you can like keep the jars. It's really easy to do, just like sugar, a bit of oil, maybe some scents that you might know that person likes, and put a bow on a jar. It's a really thoughtful gift instead of buying something that has maybe a paper box on top of a plastic box on top of a plastic container. So you can try and cut down on packaging, make your own gift. It's a lovely thing to do. Another good one is like photos. So a lot of people now, because we all have digital photos, they're not printing them out, which is good, right? But a really nice thing that you could do is maybe give someone a DVD collage or, you know, like a slideshow of photos, especially if it's an older person that maybe hasn't seen that kind of thing before.
I didn't think it was crazy.
Well, we did it for my granddad one year and he loved it. Yeah, so we put all of his old black and white photos onto a DVD and he used to sit there, like, I'd say he probably watched it once a week. Like,
no, that's lovely.
Best present ever. And it beats getting him Old Spice, which I probably did every year for 15 years.
Television does want us to buy perfume a lot for this time of year, I find. Every ad on the telly is
I think it's one of the best sellers, though, is that like?
Oh, it is.
One of the top gifts.
You always see just men panicking in a pharmacy around Christmas time going, that'll be nice.
Yeah, very true. Jewellery as well is a big one. And just going back to maybe using what you have. If you have young kids, like, get them to make jewellery for your friends. Like, it's a really nice thing. You can do it out of, like, past to shells or, you know, things that biodegrade as well.
And they can't say they don't like them if your children have met them.
Exactly. And speaking of kids, so wrapping paper, I read somewhere that each year we use about, I think it was 50 square kilometres of wrapping paper. So one of my favourite things to do is either use newspaper. Some people don't like that. That's fine. My favourite thing is old maps. So if you can get your hands on old maps, it looks cool, beautiful. Yeah, it's a little bit alternative as well. Or kids' drawings. So anyone who has a kid in primary school will know how many they come home with. And they're like...
I also use wrapping the wrappers off sweets. And I just put them together and I used them as wrapping paper. But this is the poor kid. It does. The choir next door are in there eating all the chocolates now. So I can make wrapping presents from our wrapping paper for my gifts this year.
I suppose as well, in a kind of a family or whatever, you could all just kind of get a box that you reuse every year and you just put the presents in it as well.
Just even little bags. Just
exactly. This is the bag that we use for that. And we all know what everyone's getting. I think within a household anyway, it can easily be done.
Yeah.
You know, with your mom, your dad, your brother, whatever.
I think as well, when you're buying the presents in the first place, so some people might think about, I'm not going to buy wrapping paper. I might buy cards. I might use ones that I got last year and make my own cards, that kind of thing. But when you're going shopping, treat it like you're going grocery shopping. Like, bring your bag for life. Yeah, bring your cotton bags.
Yeah, you know you're.
I've seen so many people with giant Smith's bags that are falling apart because we live in Ireland and it's raining. So if they brought their own bag, that wouldn't happen.
Do you know what really annoys me? I bought shoes the other day and I said to the person, I don't need the box. And she goes, well, you have to take the box otherwise.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, 100% you don't. So by law, they have to take the packaging off you.
Yeah. I was thinking that's. But they keep saying that to you every time you get shoes. Well, it was about 10 years before that.
No. I think where that might come from as well is, so if the shoe gets damaged or whatever when it's not in the box. Maybe it's somewhere like that. But I know they do have to take the packaging. Yeah. Same if you're getting like a new big appliance, you know, like washing machine, dishwasher, time, then. They have to take it off you. They have to take the old one.
You can take the box back from a month ago. I got a pair of shoes.
They say to you, you can't, if something goes wrong with it, you can't get a refund.
Okay.
Which I was thinking if it gets damaged on the way home or anything.
And I assume buying locally as well is a big thing, like buying local products, people producing things locally.
Definitely. If you're not the most creative person, you can always go to a local artist. Like, they're always struggling and it makes their day when you buy either a card or a picture, like painting, anything off them. Little craft things as well. Like, if you know someone, just go have a look at your local Christmas fair or schools as well. Like, they'll often always have a book fair or a Christmas fair of some sort where they've made something to raise money for the local school. A lot of them do cards as well, so they collect, they have like a card drive after Christmas. So if you do get a gift of cards and don't want to go and make your own, donate them to the local school or the local church and they make the next set for the following year.
You could have a gift-free Christmas as well, where you just kind of do like little, you wash the dishes for someone for a month.
Vouchers. That's always lovely.
I owe you.
We actually have a friend with 10 vouchers.
I'm being very economic this year. Courtney, I assume that people can find out all of this information somewhere.
What would be fantastic, if someone is interested in doing the Green Living Programme, so there's three topics, waste, water and energy. If they could go to globalactionplan.ie, that would be great. And they can find out all the information there. Yeah.
Okay. And I assume your tips and stuff are up on Facebook and...
Yeah, so our Facebook and our Twitter page. It's just Gap Ireland.
Simple as.
They're all there.
Okay. Perfect. So what's your one top tip? If you want people to do one thing right now, what's the one thing that you'd say?
Don't lie.
Oh,
gotta pick something.
Packaging, because it's the biggest problem at Christmas. And when you give someone a gift and if they turn their nose up because it's either wrapped in newspaper or something, talk to them, tell them why you're doing it, and spread the world. No, don't exclude them.
Eradicate straight away.
Just try and get more people.
You could save a lot though by just not getting them presents because they turn their nose up. It's like, well, next year you won't get anything because you turned up your nose.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We really do appreciate it, and we know it's not a very nice night out there.
Thanks so much for having me.
We do appreciate anyone who comes into studio tonight. We are very grateful.